At this point in the pandemic, the state and tribal organizations are short of nurses, data analysts, lab technicians, and contact tracers. In Fairbanks, the state virology lab on the UAF campus has always been a disease testing center and has ramped up to running 7 days a week for months now. Lab manager Dr. Jamie Parker says they've been looking for folks with laboratory experience who might have medical technology certifications or bachelor's degrees all the way up to PhD credentials.
We're still looking for public health microbiologists that could help us with testing and laboratory technicians, and so those are posted on the Workplace Alaska website. Just take a look.
The website she mentions is the state's listing of open jobs. Tim Struna, Alaska's chief of public health nursing, says that's where the state has posted jobs in many communities.
We are hiring for public health nurses, contact tracers, data entry, and Workplace Alaska has a portal for folks that are interested in some of those non-perm positions within the state. University of Alaska is also hiring contact tracers through their AHEC program.
That's the Alaska Area Health Education Center's program at University of Alaska Anchorage, which pays people to train. Dr. Louisa Castrodale, a veterinary epidemiologist, says her section also needs people to crunch data and create reports, as well as medical folks.
We've got links for data entry folks, public health informaticists, and just along those lines. But I guess the bottom line to all this is, yes, there's definitely hiring happening.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says the state is not loosening its standards for hiring, but has learned to look outside the normal paths for recruiting.
And we need smart, committed people who want to kind of help solve a pandemic with us. So people who have some critical thinking skills and are willing to commit and work hard. We are a really hardworking, fun team, and we do need help.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.